Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Round 20 edition of the Monday Waffle. We've had the penultimate round of the waffle season. We've got the last round this week before we head into finals. And the top five is just about shaped with one key matchup left this weekend. East Perth will take on Peel and the winner will end up in the five. I've got my mate Stewie Marshall here to talk about last weekend and preview this weekend. Stewie, how are you going?
Good, mate. Yeah, big weekend of footy, most notably Claremont appearing to sew up a final spot, which going on their early season form, as we've touched on numerous occasions. They've done very, very well, Claremont.
Did not look like it early on in the year, and trailed by over 5 goals at one point on the weekend and came back to beat Peel and, as you said, lock away a spot in the top five. We'll come back to that game a little bit later on, but Stewie, you had a look at a couple of other less competitive games on Saturday?
Yes. So first off, East Freo v Subi, and I guess, you know, you sort of know how this one was going to go.
Top v bottom.
Yeah, before the game sort of started, and it had all the dangers of being an embarrassing day for East Freo, but the Sharks were at least somewhat able to put up a fight against the rampant and undefeated Subi at East Fremantle Oval, despite the Lions still winning by 91 points. So, bit of a drubbing, another near 100-point win for Subi. Subi had already beaten East Freo by 103 points earlier in the year, so it doesn't bode well, does it?
No, it doesn't at all. Subi, we don't really need to talk about that one too much. Subi going to go undefeated for the whole season.
Yeah, so for the best for both sides, East Freo, Lersh had 3, Hampson had 1, kicked 1, Fletcher 1, McCary 1, and their best was Anthony Hampson, Schofield, Lersh, and Marsh. And for Subi, Zach Clark kicked 4 goals, Delahunty had 1.
Delahunty, my man, my other man.
Delahunty with 1, so 3 goals to Delahunty, Wheeler, Edwards, Bolden, Halligan 2, Lithland, Newton, Sokol, Walters, Miller 1. So a plethora of good players there, but Zach Clark is doing damage this season. There's word that maybe West Coast are going to eyeing him up for their ruck stocks for next year. Yeah, yeah. Bit of chat I heard, so watch this space.
How good's that? You get out of Freo and you get to go to West Coast after just having one season in an undefeated waffle side.
Yeah, so West Coast obviously in the AFL depleted of ruck stocks if Scott Lysette leaves. And Claremont and Peel was the other one I had a look at, and it seems Claremont are all but locked in its place for the 2018 waffle final series, which is, you know, a little bit of a surprise, Sam, considering they had a bit of a
stinking start to the year, Stuart.
Stinking start to the year. They had a stinking start to the year, but like I said, they've beat Peel by 8 points in another close one at Claremont Oval. Peel had control of the contest with a run of 5 consecutive goals either side of quarter time, and were actually 23 points in front at half time, but running out the game well were Claremont, and they hit back after the break with 7 goals to 2 in the second half, which saw them come away with the 12-8, 80 to 11-6, 72 victory. That does have considerable ramifications for both sides, with only one round of the season remaining. Now, the Claremont are up to 4th position in the table, on the ladder.
They are.
32 points, 8 wins, 9 losses, so with a percentage of 97, so that could come back to bite them.
And playing the out-of-form Swans this week away, but another chance for them to have another win, although they can't go any higher than 4th, as we know. The top 3 are locked away.
And Peel are going to have to have Peel or Perth are going to have a massive win this week, and Claremont are going to have to crumble against Swans for them to be sort of knocked out of the 5, it would appear, because Claremont have a 12% better percentage than Peel now, which are in 7th. So, yes, the best players in this match between Claremont and Peel Thunder, Jared Hardesty and Manuel, both kicked 2 goals. Lee, Richardson, Beck, Bolton, Ledger, Busher, Clark and Simpson kicked the singles for Claremont. And the best on grounds were Mitchell, Bolton, Lim, Busher, Hardesty, Hamp and Ledger's popped up there again. Now for Peel, Dixon kicked 3, Lawler, Stundicka kicked 2, Howlett, Meek and Croden and Bell all kicked 1, and then Daniel Pearce, Howlett, Dixon, Lawler, North, Croden were the best for Peel. Daniel Pearce is now going to be at Fremantle next season. Will he stay at Peel Thunder? beyond this year. He's a South Australian, so maybe he'll go back and play in the Sandful. We'll have to wait and see what happens with Daniil Pearce, but he's been a pretty good servant to Freo, I would say.
He has.
Off the rookie
won
list.
Won the NAB Rising Star, I think, in 2006.
He did, yes. Bang on there. But he's spent a fair bit of time in the Waffle over the past two, three years now. Yep. So he's sort of definitely done. His AFL career's finished. Yep.
Well, mate, the first one I'd look at was South Freo and Perth, which was a pretty disappointing contest. In the end, South Freo cruised to a 78-point thumping of Perth at home on Saturday. Perth still has a chance of playing finals this week, believe it or not, if results go their way and they can have a win, despite the fact they've just gone down by 78 points, as we mentioned, South Freo on the weekend. Perth, of course, beat the Bulldogs back in round 10 at Lathlane Oval, so it was a big turnaround from that last result. Some of the statistics were quite damning in that game on the weekend. It really was a dominance in all areas from South Freo. They had 180 more touches, 79 more marks, 39 more inside 50s, and there was 30 scoring shots to 12. So it really was one-way footy throughout that entire game, unfortunately, for Perth. But as we said before, still clinging on to some slim finals hopes. In terms of the best for South Fremantle, Mason Shaw kicked 7 goals. Jacob Dragicevic, Corey DeLolio, Ashton Hams are among the other goal kickers. And best of ground was my man Hayden Schluth. Nick Subin, also very, very good for the South Freo side. He had 29 touches, 5 marks and 2 tackles. Schluth, as we mentioned just before, he had 37 touches, 9 marks and 3 tackles in the major ball winners.
And 10 inside 50s, which is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. He's having a very, very good year. A man in the running to win the Sandover, you'd think. And one of the hot tips we've had here on the Monday Waffle, other than Kyle Horsley over at Subiaco. And the other game I looked at was West Perth and East Perth, one of the probably the game of the round in the Waffle. West Perth and Shorty will enter the Waffle Finals for 2018 in winning form, and they beat East Perth by 18 points at Leadville Oval in, of course, what was their last game of the home and away season. They've got the bye this week before the finals. East Perth started the game strongly and led at quarter time. But after that, West Perth kicked 11 goals to 4 in the second and third terms and eventually took that contest 16-10, 106 to 13-10, 88. And it was a very, very well good game from West Perth. They had lost the last two to South Freo and Subiaco before that, so they got back to their winning ways.
Aaron Blacks had an absolute wicked game, 37 disposals, 9 tackles, 2 inside 50s, 1 goal.
He just continues to...
He's had a wicked season, Aaron
He's
Black.
He's had a very, very good season, Aaron Black.
25-year-old.
I don't know why we continue to be surprised every week when we see his name in there.
I mean, look at these numbers from Aaron Black this year. 37 last week, 28 the week before, 29, 35, 38, 28, 30, 39, 31, and 26.
So pretty consistent stuff, isn't it?
Unreal.
I mean, and with him, Shane Nelson, he had 37 touches as well. He was the pick from Mitchell Pearce last week on the pod to win the Sandover medal. So he just continues to win a lot of the footy. And Mitchell Pearce, of course, obviously now a friend of the Monday Waffle podcast.
He
played well. He had 13 kicks, 9 hand passes, 22 touches and 6 tackles. So he's just continuing to become a part of that West Perth midfield that he talked about that was hard to break into, but it looks like he's...
Well, he was saying he was doing tagging roles, wasn't he? But he's getting his hands on the ball, but he's putting up big tackle numbers, which is positive for him. So he's got another 6 on the weekend, and I suppose if he's playing that lockdown role, that's what he needs to be doing.
Exactly. And for East Perth, Sharad Wellingham was probably led the way with 28 touches. Luke Partington and Braden Ainsworth both had 26 and 21, respectively. Jake Waterman kicked another 3 goals and 19 disposals. You'd think he's a chance to play against Brisbane this Sunday.
Yeah, I would say so. With their West Coast forward line fairly depleted at the minute, Waterman's always kicked 3 goals last week, so you'd expect to see him come back.
And he kicked 7 the week before that in a big victory.
Yeah,
so
he should be coming back with all the injury issues there.
You'd think. And also with the risk that Darling might not get up with that concussion, Jake Waterman could be the man to go to.
Interestingly, Hamish Brayshaw has only had 9. I mean, 19 is not no bad number, but he's gone from probably the worst week of his family's life in recent memory. Oh, that's obviously a big call, but with all the issues with Andrew Brayshaw a few weeks back, he picked up 41 as we highlighted, but he's dropped his form back down to 19.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
And now, Stu, given that it is Friday, let's have a quick tip off for the next four games.
Sure.
I did get four last week. You struggled. I think you probably got two because I think we differed on two. So, but we'll start with you. East Freo, South Freo at East Fremantle Oval.
Look, it's going to have to be South Fremantle with East Freo languishing down there with the only two wins this year. I can't see them making it complicated for South, who are sitting pretty in second position, Sam. Yeah.
No, I agree with you there. South Freo win that one. Now, we've got Subi and Perth. So, I mean, we talk about Perth clinging on to slim finals hopes. They've got to beat Subi in the last round of the season and hope results go their way. Look, I'm tipping Subi to go undefeated in the regular season.
Yep.
I assume you're doing the same, Stuart.
Yes.
You are the only man that's tipped against them on the podcast this year, and you've learnt your lesson the right way.
Is that right? I mean, the last five matches, I mean, Perth defeated Subiaco, have won the last five. Oh, no, going back to round 16, 2016, Perth defeated Subiaco 6-6-42 to 4-3-27 at Lane Park. So
absolute ripping contest there.
Yeah, massive. Must have been a wet day, but Subi have won the last four against Perth, and I imagine that is going to continue, Sam.
Yeah, you'd think so. Claremont take on Swans at Steel Blue Oval. The Swans have been horribly out of touch recently. Claremont seem to be finding some late-season form. And I'm going to tip Claremont. I tipped them last week against Peel, and I'm tipping them again.
Yep. Look, I mean, the head-to-head, it's pretty even. In the last four meetings, including a preseason game, it's two apiece. So, but look, I think Claremont have shown better form, and they seem to be running out games better. And we spoke to Tom Legend. We've spoken to a couple of Claremont boys during this year, and they've said that that's sort of the issue that they've wanted to rectify. They put themselves into fourth. So, like I say, their percentage is handy as well. So I'm going to say Claremont will beat Swans, yes.
Then finally, Peel play the Royals. Now, this actually is a game to play finals. Peel win, they're in. Royals win, they're in. So, I mean, we've got another Eagles-Dockers reserve derby in the last round of the season, but that'll take them to eight wins. You think Subi beat Perth. So the winner of this game basically plays finals. So it's all on the line. It's down at Peel. Look, apart from last week when they went down to West Perth, I think East Perth have been the better side for most of the year.
Yep.
I hope for their sake, with that extended squad the Eagles have named, and as we talked about with the likes of Darling not getting up, Kennedy not getting up, Waterman's been named, Oscar Allen's been named. If they fly over to Brisbane, they're not going to be playing for East Perth on the weekend. So I hope that doesn't do too much damage to their chances. But I think the Royals will beat the Thunder.
I mean, from a Thunder perspective, they've got Niehaus coming back, Giro's coming back, both from Fremantle's side. Scott Jones is in the ruck again, but the outs for, like you mentioned, Waterman's out and Allen's out as well. Oh, well, this is touch and go.
It literally is all on the line.
Could go either way. I'm going to have to back the home team.
The boys
team.
Are either having Mad Monday or they're prepping for a final series.
Look, my allegiance is with Peel here, so I'm a Fremantle supporter, so I'm going to have to back in Peel Thunder to get up and make the finals this year.
Well, there you have it. That's our tips for the last round of the waffle season. We'll be back next week to chat all things finals. We'll get Mark Reddings on the pod to preview the finals. We'll see you next week.